With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. On the campaign trail today in Pennsylvania, Donald Trump vowing to fix the federal election system.
They'll want to put you in jail because you want to make it straight. Think of it. Think of it. They cheat in elections, and you call them on it, and they want to put you in jail. Think about it. It's the most incredible thing I've ever seen, but I love it. You know why? Because we've proven something, we've shown something, and we're going to get it fixed, and we got to win this election.
Wisconsin is home to one of several key races that could determine control of the Senate.
The Senate contest between incumbent Democrat Tammy Baldwin and Republican businessman Eric Hovde has tightened in recent weeks. Money has poured into Wisconsin, making this the sixth most expensive Senate race, according to USA Today. Baldwin is a major proponent of abortion rights, while Hovde is opposed. The voting trend here is also noteworthy. The governor is a Democrat, while the state legislature is controlled by Republicans. On the Blue Wall States tour, Greg Clugston, Kenosha, Wisconsin.
Also at SRNnews.com, tornadoes overnight in Oklahoma. No fatalities. At least 11 people have been injured and are hospitalized. Thousands of homes without power. Oklahoma City Fire Battalion Chief Scott Douglas says emergency shelters are being opened for residents.
There's power lines down on the roadways. Most of the roadways are closed in and out of that area. Our local utility company that are out, our gas and electric company are both out. They had to shut off some gas meters that was broken. And so there was some gas spewing in the air. They had to get to those and then also make sure that the power is shut down through all that area.
And another tornado watch in effect this evening. Massive vehicle accident in Michigan. 4 are dead. 17 have been injured. This is SRN News. Things are getting worse.
That's what a lot of Americans say about the state of the country compared to 70 years ago. A new poll from the Pew Research Center asks whether U.S. culture and way of life has gotten better or worse since the 1950s. And about half the population says worse. Majorities of all major religious groups agree with that assessment, including white evangelical Protestants, white mainline Protestants, white Catholics, and Hispanic Protestants. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Democrats in Florida hoping amendments that would promote abortion and legalize marijuana will boost their turnout election day. However, the number of voters registered as Democrats has fallen in recent years in the state. The GOP steadily narrowed the Democratic Party's lead in voter registrations in Florida for about a decade, finally surpassing Democrats' plurality of active registered voters in 2021. This is SRN News. A drug maker benefits from COVID.
A boost from COVID-19 treatment sales helped push Pfizer to a better-than-expected third quarter and higher forecast for the year. Demand for the drug maker's Paxlovid treatment, spurred by the latest COVID wave and a U.S. national stockpile delivery, led to $2.7 billion in sales for the drug. The company also cited sales growth from several other drugs as total revenue climbed 31% to $17.7 billion in the recently completed quarter. John Scott reporting.
New York Mayor Eric Adams' federal corruption trial will begin next April during his promised reelection campaign. U.S. District Judge Dale E. Ho set the trial date for spring 2025 as Adams returned Friday to Manhattan Federal Court for a hearing on his bid to eliminate a key charge in that indictment. More details at srnnews.com.